day six. Once out in the water, I absolutely love it. The massive waves, the colours, the two little storm petrels, the comfort of my cabin, and my Mega 200 power ballads and 100 classical tunes. I'm feeling a bit guilty, in fact. My boat is good. Why am I enjoying this so much? Also wondering if this is the gentle training for what's to come. Totally love the massive rolling swells that stand next to me, my little boat, and before I know, I'm on top looking down into this dark pit. Spotty Bottom is having a major makeover thanks to some ProShield Vaseline-type cream my friend, who's in a wheelchair, gave me. Lifesaver. Day 11. The wall I hit is getting lower. Adaption time. The past week has been relentless. Relentless is my name for the trip. Relentless rowing, damp, need for sleep, lack of love for food. If you need a forced diet, this is one hell of a way to lose weight. Winds dropping, which is good and bad. Less than 2,000 nautical miles to go. What can I do it in? I'd love to beat my target of 45 days. Rationale. Day 12. The campaign itself started as a personal challenge, something to keep me out of mischief. But also, having been so close to death, I wanted to show people how life can change and what can be achieved with the right attitude and support. It was also a great opportunity to say thank you to King's College Hospital by raising funds for their new critical care unit, to thank them for saving my life. Day 21. Today, 21 days in. I hope to have eaten not only my breakfast, but also my two main meals. This is a major breakthrough, and I'm still not up to my 6,000 calories. Still struggling with my sleep. Trying 1 hour on, 20. Some mornings, I can't even make my body move to get my medication, which ironically will wake me up and give me energy. Day 23. Body is beginning to feel better. Not sure it's looking better though. My arse is disappearing and spotty. My hands crispy and dry, and my boobs seem to be my primary source of calories for my body. I'm beginning to look like I've breastfed a family. Oh, loo roll update. I left with 3, have 1¼ rolls left, and I'm not halfway through. No need to be a maths genius to figure out the outcome here. Day 26. I'm surprisingly content with my waves, little cabin, and sore bottom. Although I have actually mastered good upkeep of that now. Talk, surgical spirit, fresh air. Now down to 1 loo roll. Unless something happens, that will be finished before I will. But fear not though, I have solutions. Day 32. I'm often asked how I coped with loneliness in such a massive open space as the Atlantic Ocean. But loneliness is not about being alone. It's an emotion caused by the fear of being left alone, involuntarily, not being accepted and not being loved. My mind can certainly entertain me as well. Day 42. Standing up, fortunately holding on, when out of nowhere comes the most massive rogue wave from the side. And the next thing I know, I'm hanging out of the boat, hanging on for dear life. It wasn't 2 minutes earlier when I was sitting on my bucket mid-poop. Split my bloody muesli everywhere again. Day 50. 20 nautical miles away from Barbados, my GPS dies. If the electrics are going down, my autopilot, which I'm sure was on course when the GPS died, goes too. If that happens, I'm going to need to hand steer, which means I will have to meet the pilot boat in the dark. From mile 20 towards Barbados, the boat played ball, and at 4:30 p.m. Barbados time, I spotted my first human for 49 days. I'd seen my parents flashing me with a mirror, but this was it. I saw the lights. This was really it, people cheering. I rowed slowly into the harbour of Port St. Charles, moored up, apologised for being late, and stumbled off.
What a brave lady.
Well, she is. She's extraordinary. As I say, the sort of single-minded determination that motivates her. And I mentioned that she was on medication. She tells this wonderful story. When her parents came to Gran Canaria to wave her off from the quayside, and when she set out, she rode out for about 2 or 3 hours and then realised she'd left her medication behind. I mean, the medication is pretty important to her because of the treatment she's on. So she said she then had to roll the way back. So she came back to Gran Canaria, only to find, of course, the family, meanwhile, had gone to the airport to fly back. So she went into the hotel they'd been staying in, found the maids had thrown the medication into the waste paper bin. So she retrieved that, got back in the boat, and set out again. And that's the sort of determination that kind of motivates her in a way.
Mike Dickens talking to Jerry Johns,